Curious things. The philosophy related to your interests is very important because it can help you learn in extremely powerful and meaningful ways. After high school, I had an idea about putting MP3 files on a CD and turning a CD-ROM drive into a car MP3 player. Looking back, I can see that the MP3 player patent was filed a few years back, but my idea was still really good. I made the mistake of contacting a company advertising on TV. They sat down with me and said the patent would cost $10,000, and they said it with weasel words. If that was an honest company and they only took 10% of profits and invested some money up front to get this thing rolling, maybe something would come out of it. But what really needed to happen is me taking matters in my own hands. Instead of playing with weasels, I needed to learn electronics. You see what the problem was. I misinterpreted my interest, my curiosity. This was a call to learn electronics along with programming. Not for a job, not for money, just to know how it all works, just to have more knowledge. And today I sat down after my workout and I sketched out an MP3 player that I actually really need. I needed to have buttons that I can feel through my pocket so that I don't have to look at the darn thing to skip to the next song. I sketched out a device based on a Raspberry Pi. I really like the ability to connect to it with a computer or a phone and upload music or change settings over Wi-Fi. In that way, it does not really need a screen. It just needs to be an aluminium enclosure with room for 9 buttons that I will drill and program in different ways. That is what I should have done in 1998. I should have been searching for aluminium enclosures and fancy potentiometers with beautiful aluminium knobs and some way to decode MP3 music. Back then, there was no Raspberry Pi Zero, so the project wasn't as interesting, but lesson learned. I had an opportunity to begin learning electronics. And I ruined it because I needed to get a job in web design. We must ignore what people are telling us to do and focus on doing what we feel strongly about, because that is bound to expand our knowledge in more meaningful ways that we will later need in real life. And the thing about knowledge is that it doesn't matter what you are learning, so as long as you are creating that library of knowledge. The bigger your library, the more new things you will be able to approach by subtle analogy to what you already know. And this is one of the problems with school. It teaches little unintegrated things, breadcrumbs, where what we need is vast cities cross-connected by highways and curiosities. But there's more. You will also need to do things in the correct sequence. And if you feel like it, do the things that make most interesting results first. Instead of spending the afternoon searching for Raspberry Pi, UPS, and batteries, I put my sketches away, hosed myself down with bug spray, and mumbled,
"Maybe I can fix my first fat tire bicycle and have 2 fat tire bicycles by day's end."
My first fat tire bicycle seemed to have a damaged tire. There was visible damage around the rim from the factory. but it turned out that the damage wasn't affecting the tire. That years ago, I simply didn't know how to properly inflate tires, and my first fat tire bike wasn't really broken at all. Both of them are operational now. I tested the newest repairs with a 10-mile run, and it worked perfectly. The bicycle seat broke on me, so I had to get a new one, and I got a big and comfy one. I suffered 2 paper cuts and 2 mosquito bites, and initially when I got on it, the chain fell off and I had to fix it on the sidewalk. But it was worth it. Both of them are parked in my living room, where I did majority of the repairs, and they look really, really fun. It was a very cool day. If I didn't prioritize fixing my bicycles, I'd have nothing to ponder this evening. So even though great inventions or magnificent patents call to us, it's probably better to create a little road of lessons and small achievements on our way there. See, going to school is not about graduating, but learning useful things. Things that, for example, would help me make my MP3 player. We have to learn to move in a way that grants us these beautiful, colorful little achievements. Not just a job, diploma, and a patent, but a vast highway of countless curiosities satisfied. We can't cram for a test, and we can't call memorization an education, and when we do stand up for real education, we can't allow the teachers to convince the class that we are just gifted, because the entire classroom has to stand up for real education with us. It should be that all the high school students have their own MP3 players. Some with 4G modems, others with synthesizers that can sample sounds and crank out cool hip-hop. And it all needs to be electronics, and handmade, and comprehended, and understood. The paths that we take should consist of real things and add up to grant us real powers, real talents, real understanding, real comprehension. For those who think that it would be impossible to roll math education into electronics and programming because high school is only 4 years, know that school shouldn't be cut up into pieces. Our education lasts a lifetime, and institutions that claim to teach should be ready to support that, and not give reasons why things won't fit into the curriculum. The road of small and colorful achievements is also the path of self-education. All it takes is reminding ourselves to slow down, that it is better to expand our knowledge in 10,000 ways than just one, especially when prioritizing a job or career or some patent over 10,000 colorful lessons that really call to us, that make us more of who we are, that feel like a great adventure. Call it jack of all trades and a master of some, call it genius, call it early retirement, call it achievement, call it prioritization of the most fantastic things, but don't let anybody push you away from the things that are calling out to you, because no school could ever possibly match the education that you get from satisfying your most meaningful curiosities. Above all, know that there is a sequence to your beautiful road of achievements. You can't leap into being passionate about music, art, philosophy, and you can't squeeze a decade of pondering something into just reading another book. or taking another test. We have to let things grow in our minds. I'm pretty convinced that if I didn't have my little MP3 player idea back in 1998, then I wouldn't be so interested in building one now out of Raspberry Pi Zero and other fancy 2020 technologies. I'm certain that I would not be able to fix my old bike if I didn't continue riding and slowly learning on my own how to fix and tweak bicycle things. You can't leap into knowing how to restore a bicycle back to life. You have to spend a few years dancing around with it. Answering curiosities is self-education. It is real and functional education that creates real and lasting results that solve problems that you really do have. It is not possible for a school to enlighten you this way about all your 10,000 curiosities. For one, it takes a lifetime. And most importantly, at the end of the day, we end up with a pile of stuff that we really like, we'll never get tired of, and we are proud of. All our diagrams, bicycles, computer programs, electronic circuits and inventions, adventure photos, drawings, paintings, sculptures, music, poetry. Don't let people push you into a diploma and a career. Walk your own way and become an unstoppable and timeless force of nature.